The Lord be with you.
And
read from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples of John and the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected, "Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Lord fast, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered them, "Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, its fullness pulls away the new from the old. The tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins." The Gospel of the Lord. I'd like to take an idea, a short idea, from the opening prayer, the first reading, the psalm, and the gospel, God willing. Okay, the word that captivated me most in the opening prayer is the word peace, that Martin Luther King really wanted. He wanted peace. He wanted a universal brotherhood. Okay, the principal reason why we don't have peace, John Paul II said it in the document on the Rosary, as well as Our Lady Fatima said it 100 years ago, is because of sin. Is that clear? The principal reason why there is a lack of peace, according to JP2, the saints, as well as Our Lady Fatima, is because of sin. Father Patrick Peyton said this: the family that prays together stays together. But he also said, a world at prayer is a world at peace. Never forget that. A world at prayer is a world at peace. Saint Augustine says, peace is the tranquility of order. I've done the exercise with you. What does sin do? It disorders our life. It disorders our life. On Saturday, I had about the best baptisms I've had in many years. And I noticed with Teresa, working with her, that all of those children that were baptized, their parents were married in the church, which is about the first time I've ever remembered that in years. Usually 60-70% of the parents are living together. And it was just the baptism. There was quiet, there was peace, they were listening to me. There was a lot of joy, not superficiality, but a lot of joy. And I thought afterward, because these five couples, they're married in the church and they're basically living their faith. So that's the point I'd like to make on the word peace. Okay, the first reading, I invite all of you to read it. It's one of the best letters written on the priesthood. On the priesthood. Now, if I were to ask you, what is a priest? What is a priest? What does a priest do? I think I'd probably get 150 different essays, okay? Confusion among the ranks, as we say in New York, okay? But I think the best definition I've ever heard, you can get it from the reading today, and Fulton Sheen summarizes it. Fulton Sheen says, the priest is the victim who offers the victim. Best definition I've ever heard. The victim in capital letters, who offers the victim. Rather, the victim in small letters, who offers the victim. The priest offers the victim, and that's Jesus Christ. That's the essence of the priesthood. Now, I'm offering the Mass for for the intention of Vicky Escamilla, because that's the intention of the Mass. But I have a secondary intention. The secondary intention is I'm offering the Mass in reparation for your sins. But also I'm offering it in reparation for my sins. No thank you there, huh? Thanks a lot. And more as I get older as a priest, I'm offering more and more Masses in reparation for your sins. I'm offering in reparation for the sins of the whole parish. I offer in reparation for the sins of the oblates here. I offer in reparation for all the oblates because we're a family. I offer in reparation for the Broom family, and we're a pretty big family. And I offer in reparation for the sins of the whole world. That's why I love this prayer. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity in reparation for what? Our sins and what else? There you have it. All inclusive. A Catholic prayer. Universal prayer. That prayer of Divine Mercy basically says what the priest should be doing. Reparation for our sins as well as the sins of the whole world. So that's a comment that I would make on the priesthood. And often when I'm praying to the Lord, I'll say, Lord, I pray that this Mass will save 1 million souls. You know what I hear? Interiorly, a locution. Ask for more. Ask for more. Okay, 5 million. Ask for more. Well, how about 10 billion? Ask for more. Divine Mercy, Jesus wants us to ask with bold confidence. Matthew 7:7. Do you know what that is? Ask and you'll receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it'll be opened. Whoever asks, receives. Whoever seeks, finds. Whoever knocks, the door will be. Ask with bold confidence. Why don't you in your communion ask for the salvation of countless souls? Do it. Will you? We receive very little because we ask for very little. We receive little. We ask for little. So ask for a lot today. Ask for a lot. Then the responsorial psalm is a reflection, of course, on the reading. You're a priest forever in the line of Melchizedek. My thought on that today is pray for priests that we will persevere. Amen? Hey, pray for that we'll persevere to the end. Many priests leave the priesthood, but they're still priests anyway. That's what this is. You're a priest forever. Even if a priest goes off and he gets married, whatever might happen, he's still a priest. He has that indelible mark, which is called the character on his soul, when he's ordained. So, it's up to you to pray for priests. And pray for vocations because the harvest is rich and the labors are few. I invite you to read the second reading of the Office of Readings for the feast day of St. Francis Xavier. St. Francis Xavier, the 3rd of December, which he's in India there. And he's pleading, he's begging, he's pleading for those in Europe to leave their books, to leave teaching at the University of Paris, to leave it, to work with him for the salvation of souls. You can just see him weeping and crying out like a madman, which he actually says in the reading. And I feel that LA is the same. You got millions and millions and millions of souls and less priests. I feel the same thing as Francis Xavier. Millions of souls. And many Catholics are leaving the Catholic Church to go with the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons, the born-again Christians. One of the primary reasons is the priesthood. Do you believe it? Is the priesthood. Look at what the Curé of Ars was able to do. Look what John Bosco was able to do. Look what Colby was able to do. It's one man. They're able to touch thousands, if not millions, of souls. Look at what St. Alphonse Liguori was able to do. One. So I think we really have to pray that we get more priests, especially in the biggest diocese in the country, which is L.A. I believe that we're in a turning point in the political situation, in the social situation. I think we're heading towards good. But there's a lot of evil out there. But a lot depends upon having more priests, but more holy priests. Amen? More priests. But if a young man wants to become a priest, he has to want to become a saint. Otherwise, he shouldn't even think about becoming a priest. He has to want to become a saint. Amen? Okay, the gospel is this, fasting. Do you like to fast? I don't either, okay? But we have to do some type of fasting. Okay, now, you can fast in your mind. How? Reject bad thoughts, right? Is that a good fasting? You ever get bad thoughts? Do you ever dance with Mr. Dio a little bit? Yes, Father, okay? So as soon as you get bad thoughts, reject them. Can you fast with your eyes? Only look at the noble and the beautiful, as Aristotle says. Only look at the noble and the beautiful. Only use your eyes to look at what is worthy of God. If you don't understand what that means, if you're not sure about that, okay, imagine that you're looking at something with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph next to you. You hear that? You think Jesus, Mary, and Joseph would be pleased with that? No, then don't look at it. Can you fast with your ears? Don't listen to chismes, you chismosa. Okay? Yeah, don't listen to chismes. Your ears is not a garbage dump, is it? As Adrian Rogers would say. Is this a garbage dump? No. You got a chismoso? Sorry, I've got something else to do. And of course she's going to criticize you, but who cares? Are you a God pleaser or a people pleaser? Think about that one, huh? Can you fast with your lips? Think before you speak. Amen? Think. Speak. Can you fast with your hands? Use your hands like Mary and Mother Teresa, only to help people. To help people. Can you fast with your feet? What did Our Lady do after she heard the angel's announcement? What did she do with her feet? Father Robert Barron and Dante in the Divine Comedy points out that Mary went in haste to do what? An act of charity, right? Hello? An act of charity. So we want to use our feet, what? To do as much good as we can. To do as much good as we can. You got 2 feet? Do not use your feet to run to evil. Use your feet to run to do as much good as you can. And life is short. How many of you are a year older than last year? None of us are getting any older. Younger, rather. Huh? None of us are getting any younger. Look in the mirror, right? Yeah. So life is short. And as the poet said, time is of the essence. Time is of the essence. And finally, we can fast with our heart. All the negative feelings and affections that are in our heart, let's reject them so that we can love God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. So in all of this, let's turn to Mary. Let's turn to Mary for world peace. Let's turn to Mary for the priesthood. Let's turn to Mary for vocations to the priesthood. Let's turn to Mary, Our Lady Fatima said, many souls are lost because people do not pray and offer up sacrifices. Let's turn to Mary, and all of us on this day will try to become great saints. Amen.